the idea of making a covers record was like a joke. I would just say, you know, to the fans, yeah, I'm going to do a covers record. I would tell my manager. And then people started writing me emails. When's the covers record? When's the covers record?
A break in recording and touring meant a joke could become a reality for Jesse Malin and his fans. So he's put together a covers record with a few tunes that might just surprise you. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Hardcore, glam punk, roots rock, Jesse Malin has some range in his musical history, and aside from his own songs and bands, it comes from being a fan. The Clash, Neil Young, and the Ramones only scratch the surface of his influences, as Jesse's lived the New York City music scene since the early 80s. But he's used those years and ears to develop his own sound, moving from more Sex Pistols to Springsteen on his 2007 CD, Glitter in the Gutter. Now Jesse takes that feel and flavor and adds it to some of his favorites on the covers record, On Your Sleeve. And he talked with FUV's Ben Jones about narrowing down a long list of choices.
It's kind of like making a mixtape, and you got some of your favorite stuff on here, but you said you recorded like 25 tunes?
We came in with rehearsal with about 22 or 23. I mean, it was like an LCD sound system song, New York, I Love You, and that some of these things became like bonus on the internet, whatever, bonus tracks that you can get. So, yeah, there was a lot more trying to figure out. You know, start going, oh, I want to cover this, and I want to cover a Bad Brains. And then suddenly your friends start calling up, and Harry, my guitar tech road manager, was like, you know, you did that Bad Brains song with HR at the Continental when it was being closed. Why don't you try Leaving Babylon? And suddenly that came into the mix. And suddenly we went back in the studio to say, oh, let's do a Christmas song. Let's do the Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues. And, you know, you just kind of get carried away. But the process is really just songs that affected me in some way or at a time and a place. It's kind of fun. It's like, you know, Halloween, like putting on other people's clothes and, you know, living through other people, but then trying to find an interpretation of the song. I mean, Cat Power does a couple covers records and she deconstructs a song. I wouldn't say I do that, but I try to find something that's still not karaoke, that's still like making a punk song into a ballad or vice versa.
And even this Babylon, your dollar drop down me low. You ain't got no gold to show. Gonna step right through that door, yeah. Not gonna come back no more, because the politician lies. Mama just decides nothing's ever gonna change. My sister just cries, my father can't decide, and I ain't got nothing to say.
Obviously, you're a native New Yorker, but how much do you feel like that pours over into a record that isn't original, but it's a collection of covers like that?
Well, there's that connection, like you got a Johnny Thunders song, and then you got a Paul Simon song, and they're both from Queens, but I think different side of Queens Boulevard, you know? Mm-hmm. But it makes sense in some way, and I'm from Queens, and, you know, there's a Lou Reed track, and there's definitely that, but I was equally influenced by, you know, The Clash would be probably my Rolling Stones, maybe the Ramones would be my Beatles. But growing up, you know, my first tour when I went overseas, just walking around and you see all these things that you heard in songs, you know, Waterloo Station you're looking for. And, you know, I went into a bar that said The Crown and I thought, wow, this is this place where Mick Jones talks about, you know, in Stay Free, I'll meet you down at The Crown. Then I realized there's like 1,000 crowns and it's like a Blarney Stone, you know. But the English stuff, a lot of the rock and roll and the punk rock stuff that came out had a big influence on me as well. So, I mean, I don't even know where Jim Croce's from, but, you know, a lot of his songs, as much as maybe a little more mustache, definitely had an impact on me at a young age. Well, it's a mixture, but I definitely think New York always plays into my music, even though I tried to move to L.A. and a couple years ago and made a record out there, and I came running back very quick.
Operator, would you help me place this call? See the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend Ray. A guy she said she knew well and sometimes hated. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Let's forget all that. Give me the number if you can find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine. It's sure I Overcome the blows, I learned to take it well. Only wish for words, just convince myself that it just wasn't real. That's not the way it feels.
Jesse Malin recorded live at FUV with his take on the Jim Croce tune, Operator. Hear the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.